Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden in Ukraine. You'll finally see the footage. The other Don to undergo formal sensitivity training. And an airline has a new policy. It's all coming up. Also, Bill will be here, of course, with the message of the day. But first, President Biden visited Ukraine. As the AP put it, Biden swept into Ukraine. How heroic. This is the one-year anniversary of the war. And Biden said, 1 year later, Kiev stands. He spent 5 hours in the capital, then traveled by train back to Poland. He was in Ukraine for a total of 23 hours. The White House told Moscow of Biden's plans a few hours before he left Washington to avoid any miscalculation that could launch a massive attack. A Russian journalist called it a demonstrative humiliation of Russia. The prime minister of Poland says that Russia will attack Poland next. Poland is a NATO country. The Speaker of the House is now a Republican, and he gave Tucker Carlson 41,000 hours of surveillance footage from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Carlson said there's never been any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret. But the Democrat chair of the January 6th committee, Benny Thompson, said access was limited to members and a small handful of investigators and senior staff because it's hard to overstate the potential security risks if this material were to be used irresponsibly. You seeing it, I guess, is it being used irresponsibly. I thought democracy died in darkness. Don Lemon was recently moved to be co-host of the morning show on CNN. Well, after Nikki Haley said she's running for president, Don Lemon said she isn't in her prime. He then said, quote, a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. Nikki Haley is 51. Well, he's been off the air the last few days. He's back now, but the head of CNN said Lemon has agreed to participate in formal training, whatever that means. Since the November 1st launch of the new show, CNN This Morning has been the lowest rated cable news show ever in the key 25 to 54 demographic, fewer than 400,000 viewers. United Airlines changing their policy for sitting with kids. Now, children can sit next to parents without paying an extra fee. How was that already not a thing? So if your kids are under 12, you get to pick your seats. And even if it's a preferred seat, there's no extra charge. It used to be $37 each flight. This is after Joe Biden said in the State of the Union, baggage fees are bad enough. Airlines can't treat your child like a piece of baggage. I'm Mike Slater. You can listen to my podcast, Politics by Faith. Until then, the great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The $1 billion lawsuit the Dominion voting machine company has filed against Fox News is far more complicated than the corporate media has reported. Last week, Dominion put out its allegations in a damning form, but always remember, accusations must be cross-examined to have any validity. The press pretty much ignores that. The case hinges on fallacious opinions that said the presidential election of 2020 was fraudulent. Are those opinions defamatory? That's a high standard for the media, which embraced the phony Russian collusion situation and then ran wild with the theory that President Trump directly caused the crimes on January 6, 2021. In both cases, most of the corporate media wrote and broadcast opinions that lacked evidence and finally were proved to be wrong. Donald Trump was badly damaged by the misreporting, but he would lose if he sued because he could not prove actual malice, a legal standard. The Fox News defense is similar. It puts forth that it broadcasts false opinions because that's what its audience wanted to hear. It's not about malice, FNC lawyers say. It's about free expression, even if it's not based on facts. The trial is set to begin in April, but Fox News has already lost in the court of public opinion because it did not operate in an honest way. The fallout will be immense. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail, Suzanne Pascal, Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Don Lemon's been crucified because he said Nikki Haley is past it at age 51, thinks she's too old for run to president. Of course, he supports Biden. I know, isn't that great? He supports Biden. And I love it. Dan, concierge member, notable, quotable. Under the banner of free speech, the Constitution guarantees the right to be a moron. That's for me. That's in the O'Reilly quotables. I have that in my column on Lemon. I hope you go read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. Jolene, concierge member, Bill, while I don't wish ill on anyone, Don Lemon is reaping what he has sown. Okay. George, concierge member, when Lemon said Nikki Haley's past her prime, wonder why he didn't mention Kamala and Hillary. Excellent point. Well, and the women on the panel, you know. Linda White, you're absolutely correct about Lemon, O'Reilly. We must practice what we preach. He's entitled to his opinion, even if it's stupid. It's right to say that without losing his job. Nothing this cancel culture doing is protecting anyone's rights. You are absolutely right. The cancel culture is so heinous, so destructive to this nation. Ruth Brock, Jordan Valley, Israel. Bill, I agree with you that most probably Nikki Haley will not be the Republican nominee. At this stage, only Trump and DeSantis are viable. Also, I will not vote for anyone who refuses to come on the No Spin News. Well, I appreciate that, Ruth. I hope you stay safe over there in Israel. I know the times are a little turbulent. BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News are worldwide now distribution. And we'd love to hear from you guys overseas. In a moment. Something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 58 years ago today, a group of armed men rushed the stage in Upper Manhattan. After firing 30 bullets, one of the country's most influential leaders lay dead. Here is the story of Malcolm X. Malcolm Little was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1925. His father worked as a Christian preacher who advocated for black liberation. Threats from the Ku Klux Klan forced the family to move to Michigan, where Malcolm's father was murdered by a white supremacist. At the age of 16, Malcolm dropped out of high school, moved to Boston. He became involved in gang activity, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for burglary. It was there he encountered the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Nation of Islam. He took the name X to symbolize his stolen African identity. After prison, Malcolm X moved to New York and served as a top minister for the nation. By the early 1960s, he developed a more radical philosophy than Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X was ultimately suspended from the Nation of Islam after suggesting the assassination of John F. Kennedy was, quote, America's chickens coming home to roost, unquote. Malcolm X formally left the organization and made a Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, where he was affected by the lack of racial animosity there. He returned to America with a new identity, Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. The preacher began a new ministry, stating racism, not white people, was the greatest obstacle to black liberation. On February 21st, 1965, Malcolm X was shot dead in New York City in front of his pregnant wife and four daughters. Three members of the Nation of Islam were convicted for his murder. And here's something else you might not know. In 2021, one of those men was exonerated after new evidence showed the FBI withheld critical information from the defense. Another troubling incident for that beleaguered federal agency. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.